Comptroller Sean Scanlon joins us after a pretty lengthy audit was done. And this was ordered by the governor and recommendations from the Social Equity Council. And so I want to talk about, first of all, what this audit specifically is and why does it matter for the people of Connecticut to hear about this. So Comptroller Sean Scanlon, welcome back to the show. Tell me about this audit, my friend.
Good morning. Well, the Social Equity Council basically has two really important jobs. Number one, they're the ones that are giving out essentially the licenses for anybody that wants to be involved in the relatively new cannabis industry here in Connecticut. And secondly, they then are the agency that's in charge of taking the money that we get from the cannabis sales and reinvesting it in communities that have been disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs. Mm-hmm. And in their relatively short time in operation, there have been some questions about the way that they've been operating. And those questions made it to the governor's desk. He used a pretty rarely used state statute that allows him to basically order the comptroller to do an investigation. And he asked me to do that in May. We spent 4 months reviewing about 1,000 documents, conducting dozens of interviews, and yesterday we released the findings of that report.
I can't wait to hear about it. So, yes, so I was aware of the audit over the summer. You and I had spoken about this very briefly. We really couldn't talk about it in length on the air because it was under investigation. Yeah. So here we are now after months of working on this. And Comptroller Sean Scanlon, what'd you find?
What we found was, given the fact that every document I got and every interview that we conducted was voluntary, meaning I don't have subpoena power, I'm not, law enforcement here. With that said, we didn't find any criminal wrongdoing with the documents that we were given and in the interviews we conducted. What we did find, though, was questionable procedures and practices that were troubling, very subjective, ambiguous, and led to a lot of confusion with applicants. And then there were questions about whether or not the money that they were actually reinvesting in the communities was going to do the things that the law intended it to do and that folks want it to do. And so we released the findings of that yesterday, but I didn't want to just release the findings and then say, and that's it, right? So we put 10 recommendations forward that I think are really important reforms that can add, more financial management to this organization, can bring about much more clarity and, ease to this process to make sure every applicant is treated fairly and consistently, and to bring about some serious ethics reform to this agency. Not saying that anything was, disproportionately unethical about everyone on there, but I think the process could be better served by having a much more clear ethical code of conduct.
And you know what, Comptroller Scanlon, I'm glad that you brought this up because this was brought to our attention in the last year on the show. We've had people who have really reputable, these are hemp farmers, or these are people who really understand the industry and felt like, great concept, but the rollout was just not done, in their opinion, was not done correctly and actually is not really benefiting consumers to the best ability that Connecticut could be. So after seeing this audit, after doing this investigation, what would be some of your recommendations?
Well, like I said, I think the biggest thing we can do is make the application process less subjective and less ambiguous and give people clear rubrics of how they can, access this system, understand what needs to go into their applications, demonstrate that they're, meeting the social equity goals that are inherent in the process. And that's on the sort of the front end. On the back end, I think we want to be clear about, perhaps creating a menu is what I've basically been saying to the legislators that I've been talking to about this, given that they have to vote on this. We should have a menu of maybe, let's say, 10 to 15 things that the money should go to, whether it's homelessness, education, mental health, housing, things that are, obviously understood problems within these communities, some of which were created by the war on drugs. that we can say, hey, this is the finite list. Let's figure out what the best thing we can do for this community is that we want to reinvest in. And everyone knows it's got to be kind of on that plane. What's happening now is there's a very ambiguous process where people are basically just, you know, throwing out ideas, some of which are good, some of which don't help anybody. And that's not, I think, the best public policy that we can do, which is why we gave these reforms or recommendations.
So, again, we have Comptroller Sean Scanlon, who is here. And just to sort of recap for people, I remember the gentleman who I had on the show. I'm not sure if you've connected with him before, Comptroller, but Mike Goodenough, and that is actually his real name, Mike Goodenough, co-founder of the Connecticut Cannabis Small Business Alliance. And he's actually a CEO of a company, pretty reputable company, Himalayan High LLC, actually. And he actually brought it to my attention. This was on the show, I believe, about a year ago, just sort of looking at, since the rollout, some of the, you know, biggest supporters now kind of thinking twice about the way we are legalizing marijuana. And so it sounds like there are reforms that, you know, are being looked at. How soon could we see, you know, changes in play? And what would this mean for people like Mike Goodenough, for example, for people who have reputable companies, but, you know, want to be able to have this opportunity to do the cannabis industry right here in our state?
Well, let me just say two things. First, this is a relatively new program, mm-hmm. right? And so I think we got to give some grace to people here. And I think that that's important. Not everything that we saw was, you know, nefarious behavior. I think some of it was just these people were earnestly trying to do good and stand up a new program very quickly with an unprecedented mission of reinvesting in communities that we have not been reinvesting in for a long time. And so not all of this was, you know, people trying to do wrong. I think people were trying to do right, but they didn't have the best clarity. And now we're trying to, through these recommendations, bring some clarity to the process, make it less ambiguous and subjective, and set this program up for more success. And so what I would say is that's what we should be doing with everything in government. We create policy based on a lot of, you know, good intentions, and we do our best to make sure that that policy is as well thought out as possible. But as is the case with all human beings, right, we don't think of everything all the time. And that's why the legislature meets every year, not once every 10 years, right? So we can fix things and we can make things better and we can refine things that we've realized are problematic. And that's exactly what I think will happen in the next legislative session. You know, I think there's been strong public support so far from various legislators in the last 24 hours since I released this that are saying, hey, you know, we agree that we need to look at this and we're going to do that next session. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to working with them and the governor and the Social Equity Council's new leadership to try to implement these reforms before they start expending more money and going from there.
Comptroller Sean Scanlon, is there a place people could see the full report?
You know what? That's a great question. I am almost positive it's on my website, which is www.osc.ct.gov. And if it's not there, when I get off the phone and look at the website, I will make sure it gets up there. But I'm pretty sure it's been posted there and folks can check it out there. And, you know, it's a 15-page dense report. But at the end of the day, I think it's a report that is going to guide a better future for the SEC and this new program. And I'm proud of the work that our team did to put it out there.
I'll also put a link to your podcast when we post it to voiceofct.com at the end of the show. Comptroller Sean Scanlon, always appreciate having you on the show. Thank you so much for keeping us updated on the audit and for sharing the findings with us here on WICC. We really appreciate it.